We're back with the final Who's Screwing You results. The final results, you guys. It's like the end of a journey.
We'll have to screw someone else now.
Mm-hmm. Like, we get to find out who was screwing you all along. No.
Yes.
It was more than one person. But we'll find out who
all the screwing has brought you up to this final moment of screwing.
We have three screw royalty before us. Unfortunately, I'm only
best
holding one
of
picture
all of you
in my hand.
They screwed hard and screwed fast.
Yes.
Fast.
All right. It's been an incredible journey. I thank all three finalists for competing so long on such a hard format show. I mean, like, it's hard to be screwed all the time.
And I would not want to be on this show.
Aww.
Someone said, "Oh, Blackjack, you should." Not because it's not a good show, because it's...
I can't.
It's hard.
I love the
it's
show,
really
but
hard.
I wouldn't want to be screwed every week.
It's like one of the ultimate tests of...
It is. I mean, all three of you deserve to be here, and you should be proud of yourselves. Seriously, because I'm, like, super proud of you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, everyone that is listening, too, because I feel like we've had some, like, up and downs, but overall, I feel like Who's Screwing You was a success, and I'm really, really happy that we saw it all the way through and that mm-hmm. we're here, and so, of course...
It's always good to applaud yourself for completing the show.
No, I'm not applauding me. I'm applauding you. Aw. Well, I'm applauding you, and I'm applauding you too, Val, because you guys are awesome, and I wouldn't, like, this whole show wouldn't have happened without you guys, so thank you.
It feels like just yesterday, Sky was saying, you know who I want to do a show with? I want to do a show with Falcon Blackjack, and we're like...
It was much more awkward than that.
Yeah.
If I recall, someone had to, like, say, like, who did you want to ask to be your judges again? And I was like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was so cute.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
I love the who do you want to judge with thread on VH. Like, if I'm doing a new show, I'm like, ooh, all these people want to judge with me, so I'm going to choose them. Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of Sky Wishes on there. You should check it out.
Really? Yeah. I want to see that. I want to write on that.
And a couple of outs.
I have judge wishes. Anyway, we should go on to it. I want to encourage everyone that's listening, if you want to participate in this survey that I'm going to send out, contact me, because I would love you to be a part of it. I think, like, I'll open it to not just contestants, because I think that'd be fun anyway. So, yeah. Just let me know. And contestants, look in your emails probably tomorrow for this cool, awesome survey, which you will pick your favorites. Some of which you may not know if you, like, didn't listen the whole way, but I hope you're still truthful with your picks. Yay! Let's go down to it. We have three winners tonight, because I totally believe that getting here means you won. So, number three, third place. Blackjack, would you like to award third place tonight?
I see, because I always get third place in competition.
What?
Bronze
what?
Medal
no.
Blackjack. I'm kidding.
I'm kidding.
I would love to say who got third place. I think third place is an awesome place to be in, okay?
Me too. I think
badge place is an awesome place to be in.
Yeah, badge
Everyone
place, exactly.
Here is
third
a total
place
winner.
Is badge place.
So. You guys won! Yay!
So, the third place person for Who's Screwing You.
Season one,
great job for getting to the finale, sticking all the way through. The furthest male to go on this show, Dylan Yay. Collins.
Woo! Yeah. Great job, man.
Best
job on third. Great job with your screws.
Yeah. He is a contender for MVS, which is most valuable screwer.
I know. And you like pwned the thing that you got screwed on.
Oh, we'll never. I'll never untie Meatloaf from Dylan or Dylan from Meatloaf.
No, I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing.
I like Meatloaf. I do like Meatloaf. He's nice. He's eccentric. I guess we announce. We should announce number two.
No, first place.
First place. Yeah. Okay. How about I go first place goes to, and then we all say it.
Okay.
So. Okay. Who's screwing you? The end of a season. Drum roll. Oh, I forgot to say, we totally discussed everything, and all three of you were super close. We had you all winning different rounds, and it was like really, it was awesome. Anyway.
Yeah. I had. I don't.
Yeah, know. It was intense.
It was super, super duper close. So, like, yeah.
We discussed it.
Anyway. Drum roll. Ta-da. The winner of Who's Screwing You Season 1 is.
Say it in all.
Did we count this? Epic fail! That didn't work out as well as it should have.
And congratulations, second place, Rochelle Yeller!
Congrats, Rochelle!
Yeah, Rochelle!
Really good, Rochelle.
Oh my gosh, this was.
Want to say stuff about them?
Yes, totally. Rochelle, we all, like, just like I said, we all had you in different places first, and you guys all three did great, and.
I had Rochelle first twice.
And it's just like crazy. It's great job, everybody. So, yeah.
Yeah, we talked about all these. And yeah, Nani, you did a really good job throughout this whole season. Great. I think what got it for Nani too is she's a really good screwer with those.
Round, like. Screwed them over so bad that it was like you just like it bam, was, I'm winning.
It was
Nani's screws that Nani's made quite a difference.
He played the game and played it well.
Mm-hmm, and that's what it's all about, folks. So thank you all for listening and being awesome sports and just I don't know, like being a part of the screen you. This is awesome. I feel
really fun show. A lot of people like this show.
I love the
show. I've heard about spin-offs. People want to do like.
Yeah, Who's Screwing You Too?
Being nice to you.
Being your friends.
Yeah, Who's Screwing You Too? And possibly Who's Screwing Your Friends? Yes.
I remember listening to that one.
Those are going to be coming out. Not like right away, but. Eventually, and I hope you guys will all like be interested in stuff. And thank you all for listening all through this season. And I love you. And kisses. And look for the awards show. And also look for a write up. I'm going to write up exactly what happened. Exactly who was screwing who. In the forums, like it'll be posted tomorrow morning. So everyone, be excited!
Yay!
I hope you guys are all happy and celebrating and love you. Goodbye.
Bye, guys.